Today on Gardening in a Minute, staghorn ferns. Staghorn ferns, with their beautiful, unusual foliage, are found throughout much of the tropical world. In their native habitat, staghorns thrive as epiphytes, typically growing on tree trunks, branches, or rocks. In the landscape, the ferns are often mounted on a piece of wood, tree fern fiber, or wire basket. Most staghorn ferns thrive best in partial shade, so hang yours under a tree or on a shaded porch. You can propagate your staghorn by removing the pups, or small plants, that emerge from the main plant. Establish your new plant with damp sphagnum on a slab or basket. Once it's established, allow your fern to dry out thoroughly between waterings. Staghorns thrive in South Florida and do well in Central and North Florida if protected from freezes. For more information about staghorn ferns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, calibrating your irrigation system. Calibrating your irrigation system means figuring out how long it needs to run to apply the correct amount of water. To calibrate your system, set out 5 to 10 straight-sided containers, like tuna fish cans, throughout the landscape or each irrigation zone, if you have zones. Turn on the sprinkler system for 30 minutes, then use a ruler to measure the depth of the water in each container, averaging them all together. Once you know this number, you can calculate how much time is needed to apply 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water, which is all your Florida landscape should receive with each watering. Calibrating your system helps you save water and money and protect your grass and plants from disease. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the lotus. The lotus is a gorgeous aquatic plant with huge, luminescent yellow or pink flowers. The leaves are circular and pad-like and are attached to a long, submerged stalk. The seeds are known to live for thousands of years. Most types of lotus require plenty of space and a full sun location to thrive. The non-native lotus species is very aggressive, so you may want to plant yours in a container. The American lotus is not as aggressive, but can also be planted in a container for ease of care. Fill a shallow, weighted container with garden soil or potting mix and plant your rhizome. Lower the container into 6 inches of water until growth begins. Dwarf cultivars of lotus are available for the smaller water garden. For more information about lotus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the gardenia. The gardenia, with its bright white fragrant blooms and glossy dark green leaves, is a favorite landscape shrub in Florida. There are many different selections of gardenias, which vary greatly in form, flower type, and plant size. Gardenias can be used as specimen plantings, hedges, or ground covers. Plant your gardenias in full sun or partial shade for the best flower production. They prefer moist, well-drained mulch soils. Prune your plants just after they finish blooming in the spring to give them the best shape. Plant your gardenias in the landscape along a path you frequent or near a window where you'll be able to enjoy their wonderful scent. And you can cut the blooms and put them in a vase or jar to add fragrance to your home. For more information on gardenias and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the pesticide label. Pesticides should never be your first response to a pest outbreak, but once you turn to them, it's imperative to use them correctly. Understanding of pesticide labels is critical. The information on a pesticide label represents the research and development that a pesticide must undergo before reaching the consumer. The length of a pesticide label can vary widely. While a long label may seem overwhelming, all labels follow a basic format and contain a lot of useful information. Always read a pesticide product's label before purchase to ensure it's the product you need. When mixing a pesticide, follow the label directions so you have the correct pesticide concentration. The label also contains directions for proper use that should always be followed. Remember, the label is the law. For more information about pesticides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.